Reflection by Father Luis Sozano from the Gospel Matthew 17, verses 14 through 20. The power of prayer. First, an epileptic son. We see a desperate father. He cannot control the situation. What he loves most, his son, is ill, and he is suffering. Epilepsy may lead a person to injure themselves and lose control, even to the extent of not knowing who they are. Epilepsy may even lead to death. A fit of epilepsy can be terrible. This father suffers because he doesn't know how to help his son. Many people struggle because they watch their loved ones suffer. It pains them to see the ones they care about hurt themselves and have attacks. And sadly, many times the only thing you can do is be there with them, keep them company, wait and make sure they don't hurt themselves. Second, spiritual epilepsy. This is the situation of a person with the following characteristics. A, he falls. His self-esteem drops. He does not value himself. It seems that life has swept him away. He has no creative capacity. He almost feels like a cockroach. There's nothing that can lift his spirits. B, he can't control himself. He feels that everything keeps moving. There's no stability in his life. Today he may feel like crying, and tomorrow he wants to laugh. This person has an existential drama. He doesn't know what he wants, and therefore is constantly undecided. What's more, he starts many things, but he leaves everything unfinished. C. He can't express himself. His tongue goes backwards. He can't even scream. Many times you can't express what's wrong with you. You're not able to tell others what's in your heart, and that kills you. How many times you need a place to cry and scream on your own? It seems nobody lets you cry or even scream peacefully. Third, pray. That's where the power of your life is, in prayer. Look for a moment to pray. Sink intimacy with God. Even if all you do is remain silent before Jesus, let Him, and only Him, heal you. Prayer is powerful, and it restores you. Look for that time to pray. Prayer will heal you and set you free. God bless you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.